Zok to Mishnah Vayta, Masech to Sanhedrin, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis, HaMelech. Till now we were talking about the Kohen Gadol. Now we're talking about the king. Loidon v'loidon, and I say, a king may not judge, he can't sit as a judge together with the other members of the Beis Din. Loidon and Oisai, and they may not judge him. Now you may ask, doesn't it say that David HaMelech judged the people? Didn't Shlomo HaMelech judge the people? There's the famous story about the two women that came in, each claimed that the baby is theirs. So they were judges. And the answer is, as the Batanura explains, this din, that HaMelech Loidon, v'loidon in Oisai, applies only to kings who were not Einiklach of David HaMelech. Of course, who were not David and Shlomo, or Einiklach of David HaMelech. Because these kings, some of them were arrogant people, they had no respect for the halachas. And therefore, even if you called him to court, he wouldn't listen. Now once, if you called him to court, he wouldn't listen. Once you can't judge him, he can't judge others. But descendants of David HaMelech, who would listen, they may be judged, and therefore they could judge others. Like the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Beis David, Koyemar Hashem, Dinoi Levaker Mishpat. Okay, so what's Tamas say, kings that are not Einiklach of David HaMelech, Loidon v'Loidon and Oisai, they may not judge others, and others may not judge them, Loimeid v'Loimeid and Oisai. He can't testify about others, and others can't say Eidus against him. Loichailitz v'Loichailitz and Leishtai. He cannot do Chalitza with his brother's wife. The Chalitza process means she has to remove his shoe, she has to spit toward him. With the Kohen Gadol we allowed it, but for the king we can't. If he passes away, there's no chalitza for his wife. Loi miyavim, he cannot be miyavim his brother's wife. See, once he can't do chalitza, he can't do yivum. That's the halacha. That's the reason loi miyavim, he can't be miyavim his brother's wife when his brother passes away. Loi miyavim leishtoi, they can't be miyavim his wife. If the king passes away, because the halacha is that a king's widow can't get married, she can't remarry. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, if the king wants to do the mitzvah of chalitza or yivum with his brother's almana, zachur l'tayv, we're going to remember him as doing a good thing. We're saying not to do chalitza because it's not an honor for the king. She has to remove a shoe, she has to spit toward him. But if he wants to forego on his honor, l'kavod the mitzvah, very good. We should be meshabeach him for that. Omruloi, but they said to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Shaymin Loi, if he wants to, we don't listen to him. Because a king doesn't have the option of being Meichel on his covet, not even for the sake of a mitzvah, according to the Tanakhama. V'aloch is Melech Shemachel al Kavoidai, Ein Kavoidai Machel. The Ein Noisin Almanos, if a king passes away, no one may marry his widow. Rabbi Yehuda says, Noisi HaMelech, Almanasa shel melech, one king can marry the almana, the widow of another king. Shekei mitzinu b'David, we find by David, shenasa he married almanasa shel shal, the almana of shal. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, mi'et nulacha es beis adinecha ves neshei adinecha b'chekecha. So Nasan Anavi told David HaMelech that he is going to marry the wife of Shal. Tanakama holds it doesn't mean the wife of Shal. It means other members of Shal's family. Like the daughters of Shal. Okay, in our Mishnah we learned that a king, if he's not from Malchus Beis David, he can't be part of a bezin to judge others, and we don't judge him, because he doesn't listen anyway. And the Mela, he doesn't testify about others, others don't testify against him. He doesn't testify against others, it's not covered for him. We don't testify against him, because we don't judge him anyway, so what's the point of the testimony? He can't do the mitzvah of chalitza with his brother's wife if his brother passes away without children. He also cannot perform the mitzvah of yivum. Once he can't do chalitza, he can't do yivum. V'loy miyavmin le'ishtoi, because they're not allowed to marry his wife. No one's allowed to marry the wife of a king, Rabbi Yehuda says. He doesn't do chalitza because it's not covered for the king. The mitzvah of chalitza means she has to remove a shoe, she has to spit toward him. But if he wants to forego in his honor, then zachar l'tayv. The Tanakhama disagrees. They said to him, Ein Shaymalei. The Chachamim said to him, no, he can't forego in his honor. When a king passes away, no one can marry his almana. Rabbi Yehuda says, another king can. We find that by David. The Pasuk says, Ve'et melechaz beis adinecha ves neshe adinecha. Rabbi Yehuda holds that means Shalhamelech's wives. But the Tanakhama says it refers to his daughters, not his wives.